Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with your weekly Commissioner's Podcast. First of all, I trust everyone had a safe and healthy Thanksgiving. It's interesting, everybody I've asked about Thanksgiving has said, well, yep, it was good, but certainly was different. And there's no doubt about it. Folks certainly didn't get a chance to get together as they typically would. They did with much smaller ways, but I hope that everyone made the best of it. I know that we did, and I hope that you reached out to friends, family, those neighbors, those senior citizens around you, just to touch base, because quite frankly, that's what Thanksgiving is all about, giving thanks for all that we have and making sure that everyone has what they need as we rapidly move into the winter season. Gosh, we've done that. The weather in the last week or so has certainly taken a turn. That's going to be challenging in a number of ways, which I will bring up in a few moments. Let's start off with everything that we always talk about, all things COVID. And of course, we are still dealing with this pandemic. It continues to challenge all of our resources, continues to challenge personnel, and all of us here in Carroll are doing the very best that we can. And I got to tell you, we are doing the very best. As I look around the region, look around the state, quite frankly, look around the country, Carroll County is the leader in many of the categories when it comes to handling this pandemic. The one thing that I'd like to give a shout out to, listen, there are so many folks after this is over, and I'm hopeful that that happens sooner rather than later here. And quite frankly, with what we've seen with the vaccines and the progress that they're making there, which is unprecedented, by the way, I think that light at the end of the tunnel is getting ever so bright. But again, we have to continue to be vigilant and be mindful. But getting back to giving thanks to those that are on the front lines, one group that I need to give a huge shout out to is our economic development group. Under the leadership of our director, Jack Lyburn, all of his folks down there have done just a tremendous job of making sure that the COVID relief funding is getting to the people that need it the most. And I'm tying this all together with the weather because, as I said, the weather is changing and it's challenging. Most notably, I suppose, would be our restaurant industry. As the weather gets colder, we're going to see them having some challenges because really there aren't a lot of folks yet that are comfortable with going inside and dining. So it's very important that this industry gets the COVID relief funding. Our economic development team actually went door to door, made sure that every business had the information that they needed, if indeed they did want to put in for the COVID relief funding. Recently, we also expanded it to ensure that our service facilities, that is our veterans and our military facilities, when it comes to our VFWs, our American Legions, those with commercial kitchens, we also reached out to them. Again, we reached out individually to each one of them to make sure that they also, if they needed it, got the relief funding that was necessary. So great job as they went out and provided the COVID relief funding. All of that has to be spent by the end of this year. So a huge effort was made, and I want to thank personally all of those folks that made that happen. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't attempt to try to thank everybody again on the front line of this pandemic. From our health department, under the leadership of Ed Singer and all of the people over there, all of his personnel, to the folks that are working the testing, which is still, by the way, going on at the Shipley Arena on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. And you can get an appointment by contacting the health department. Go on their website, and you can register to get tested out there. But everyone, our first responder community as well, as many of you know, are near and dear to my heart. We have a tremendous group of people, from our volunteer fire companies to our EMS personnel, our fire personnel, law enforcement, everybody that's on the front line. We need to thank them. Let us not forget also one of the biggest employers in this county, and that is Carroll Hospital Center. Under the leadership of their president, Garrett Hoover over there, has done an amazing job of making sure that they have what they need and doing the best job that they can over there when it comes to one of the best healthcare facilities around. So, you know, the thanks goes all around to everyone as we continue to battle this pandemic. I mentioned the light at the end of the tunnel, and I believe, again, that it is getting ever so brighter. And as we continue to hear about the vaccine, and actually, I believe in a conference call that we had, that the governor said that we would be getting some of those vaccines as early as this coming week. So there is a process in place. The health department has been working on that, and they've been working with all of their partners to ensure that when we do indeed get this vaccine, that it is done in an orderly fashion, and the folks that need it first will get it, and then we'll make sure that everybody has the opportunity, if you want to get the vaccine, that you get it. So we've got that covered, and we'll continue to battle this pandemic until the very end. And again, a great big thank you to all those that are battling that. Speaking of our governor, I continue to be proud to serve under an administration such as the Governor Hogan administration. I challenge anyone to compare how he's handled this pandemic, he and his team, to any state in this country. And I say that because, I've seen, or I don't really see it, I'm told, because I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to what I call the dumpster of our society, the social media, because that, quite frankly, is about all that it encompasses, just absurdity and divisiveness. And I've been told that even some of our electeds here in this county have been incredibly negative to our governor. That's going to be interesting as we attempt to try to get things in this upcoming legislation for Carroll County. But, you know, I guess they have an agenda, and certainly it's not for me to step in their way. But continually bashing an individual and his team that have been, what I believe, the best operations here in the country boggles my mind. And I will leave it at that. I talked about the restaurant industry earlier. Make sure, everyone, that you go out, even if you're not comfortable being inside. Get out there, support them. Carry out is available in almost every location. Support all of the folks that are attempting to do their business during this holiday season. Don't forget about our main streets, our small businesses. Make sure that you are doing what you can to support them. And as you're doing it, please remember to stay safe and utilize best practices, which isn't hard, ladies and gentlemen. Wearing a mask, washing your hands, and remaining socially distanced are the three top things to do, and we continue to do those. We'll be getting closer to the end here as quickly as we can. One last thing on a personal note, I will be stepping down as president of the Carroll County Board of Commissioners at the first of the year. I want to thank everyone for their cooperation. It's not been easy. I've had the opportunity, and I'm proud to say that I've been able to serve in that position numerous times over the last 6 years. Listen, it's been interesting. You know, some volatile meetings, and making sure that meetings are run correctly, and kind of making sure that the personal attacks that I've had thrown toward me, not only from the public, but gosh, even from a colleague, you know, that comes with a territory. No complaints here, but sometimes it's just been a little bit over the top. But I want to thank everyone for their cooperation. I look forward to continuing to serve, and I will do so as strongly as I can as we continue to battle this pandemic through 2021. And it is my hope that very soon we can all be together and see one another as we typically are accustomed to. On that note, I want to wish everyone a blessed, safe, and healthy holiday season. Please remember to utilize best practices, continue to wear the mask, continue to social distance, wash your hands, and the most important thing, take care of one another. Respect one another, and we all will get through this. So happy holidays to all. This has been Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance with your weekly podcast.